And we're back. Thank you so much for being with us, everybody. So let me share something else with you, because, you know, Joe Biden made it possible for Iran to do all these attacks on Israel. And now they're trying to act like it never happened. Listen to this one where Kirby is asked about the oil production in Iran, because they're taking all that money and they're creating all of these weapons to try to destroy Israel. And then he tries to act like, well, he doesn't, like he's confused about it. You be the judge. Watch.
Iranian oil production is now higher than it was 2 years ago. Is there a reason that you aren't taking more steps against Iranian oil exports, and does it have to do with domestic political pressures around gas prices?
I don't have any, as you know, we don't preview sanctions, and I'm not going to start doing that today, except to note what I said in my opening statement, that part of the discussion with the G7 leaders was the possibility of additional sanctions on Iran. Unilaterally and hopefully multilaterally, but we'll see where that goes.
And anything on where the oil prices or oil exports are coming from Iran, and whether you want to stop that?
Again, I won't get ahead of economic pressure tools that we might be applying in the future. We're working our way through that.
Iranian.
Okay. So, I mean, what are we supposed to think? What are we supposed to think? Is it okay? It's not okay. The only reason why they're attacking right now is because of Joe Biden. They removed the sanctions. That's why they're able to drill all of this and make this happen. This is the reason why Israel is at war right now. Iran was funding Hamas, as everyone is aware of, and now they're trying to act like they're not in it. It's like, how do you do it? You go in, you instigate something, then you stand back and just watch it. I've known people to do that constantly. They instigate stuff, and then sit back and then watch everything else unfold, and then try to act like they didn't have nothing to do with it. Well, let me play this other one for you. This is where Peter Ducey was asking him about the money. And of course, Kirby, again, tries to deflect.
Now that we know that the Iranians do not listen to President Biden's public warnings, is there any regret here about unfreezing billions of dollars for Iranian leaders during the president's administration?
What unfreezing are you talking about?
He unfroze billions of dollars.
For Iranian leaders?
Yeah.
Really? I don't think so.
Okay,
so first of all,
it's for humanitarian purposes. But
I mean, how does he not know this? How does he not know this? He keeps saying the same thing, but you remember Blinken, he was saying anytime they get extra money, they take it and they use it for terrorist acts. This was Blinken constantly doing that. And he's on here saying just the opposite. Aren't they both working for the Biden administration? Both of them are saying completely different things.
Doesn't that?
But you don't believe me.
Well, doesn't that free up money for them to spend on other stuff? Where do you get the money for an unprecedented number of munitions to fire at Israel?
So first of all, I'm betting if they're sitting in Tehran, they're taking it seriously when President Biden says he's going to defend Israel. We put skin in the game, a whole heck of a lot of it, and knocked almost everything out of the sky. So I'm betting they're taking it pretty seriously. And as for this unfreezing, funds set up in an account, by the way, by the previous administration, goes directly to the supreme leader of the IRGC, can only be used for humanitarian purposes, and we're watching that account very, very closely to make sure that that's what happens.
So they're watching that account, but they know the money is there, so they can just sit on that money because they're drilling oil, making all this other money. So they don't need to spend that money, but they're going to watch that account. Or we're going to watch that account because that's the account that's important. That's the one that we need to pay attention to. Really? I mean, make that make sense. Make it make sense. Okay. So remember yesterday, for those of you that were watching, I was talking to my producer and it came out that it looks like Joe Biden was actually, his administration was actually working with Iran on what targets they need to hit, when they need to do it, and how they need to do it. But now it's like coming out like they didn't know anything about it. Like, you know, and Joe Biden, he went on vacation, then he came back, and they're saying, well, why did he go? Why did he come back? Because Joe Biden never did make a statement. Did Joe Biden ever make a statement? He never did make a statement, did he?
No, not at all.
The only thing that was happening was someone asked him at a something a, event that he was doing. They asked him about Iran.
Before
he just said,
attacked.
Don't. Before they attacked, he said, don't. That's all he said. So he left vacation, came back, never did a statement. Had President Trump been there, he most definitely would have done a statement. But they didn't do that in this case. Watch this. Listen to Kirby here.
Dan, you understand the reason why the question about advanced knowledge, because the president did come back early. And I think you
I didn't say, I never said we didn't have an advanced sense of what the, what I said was. We didn't get that sense from the Iranians sending us a telegram.
Right. But as Peter asked, I believe, there was, we were told, not specifics, but that something was going to occur.
No.
I
it's not about being told. I think you all understand. We have lots of tools and vehicles through intelligence and other information methods to glean in, to glean a picture of what an adversary may or may not do. Now, sometimes it's right. Sometimes it's not 100% right. We had a good sense of what Iran was planning to do, and we achieved that level of situational awareness on our own and working with our Israeli counterparts. The notion, the idea that Iran sent us an email or picked up the phone and told us what they were planning to do is just ludicrous. It didn't happen. I don't know how else to be more clear about it.
Really?
That's not what they're saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, we've known for this administration to constantly lie. We've known this for the longest.
Yeah.
And now we're supposed to believe that they're telling us the truth.
Yeah.
We don't trust either one of them, right?
Reuters actually reported yesterday that the Biden administration was aware of what was going to happen. Turkey told Reuters that Biden knew what was going to happen and told him to contain to do a limited attack or how to do the attack. So, I mean, they are lying. And, you know, the reason why Biden is not coming out and saying anything was because he can't say anything right. He is not on Israel's side. He's not on Iran's side. Or he's on both sides. He's playing, toting the line, I guess you can say. Right?
Yeah.
He tells Iran don't and they do. He tells Israel don't and they do. What's he going to come out and say that adds any value to anything? He can't assure the American people that anybody's going to listen to him. What's he going to say? I mean, what is he going to say?
Yeah. I mean, he's basically going to come out and lie.
I mean, we don't have any confidence in what he says, because when he says something, that's not what happens. These countries do not respect what Biden has to say. They don't.
Well, mainly because they know that Joe Biden's weak and Joe Biden's not going to do anything that he says he's going to do. And before Iran attacked, he was asked about Iran attacking, and all he said was don't. And then what if they were not communicating with Iran, why are they even asking them this question? Why is that even being brought up? Think about that. Why even bring that up if that's not the case? We know it's the case. Joe Biden's regime has been in communication with Iran all along. They've allowed this to happen. They need this to happen. They've constantly pushed this to happen for the longest. And why is that? Why is that? Because they want the war to take place. As I mentioned multiple times before, if they have this war take place, Joe Biden can say that he's a wartime president, and this will keep him in power. This will keep him there. This is what they're hoping. Right? Because every president throughout the history of this country, what has happened? Every time there's a war that's happening and the president is there, typically the president goes on to being president again. And this is what they're hoping is going to take place for Joe Biden. They've done this countless times. I remember when Bush was in office. Remember Bush W? We went to war before his first term was over. And because we were in war going into the second term, I voted for George Bush, and that was part of the reason. That was a factor. It played in part of it. right? It was either him or, who was it, John Kerry at the time? Remember John Kerry? Or was that the first? Yeah, because Al Gore before that, and then John Kerry the next time. I'll never forget it. He was running against John Kerry, but John Kerry didn't win. And he didn't win because I voted for him. Many people voted for Bush because we were at war. And I was like thinking like, well, we don't need to change right now while we're in the middle of a war. And this is what their agenda is right now, because everything else that they've been throwing at President Trump has failed. Nothing has worked. It's like they're completely out of reach, completely out of touch. So they have to do something. And then on top of that, they've already brought in the terrorists, which I've mentioned multiple times, which you already know. They've already brought the terrorists into the United States of America. So they need the chaos to happen here as well. They need it to be bad. So when the war happens overseas, over the pond, they need chaos happening here, because if we still have order and we don't have civil unrest, that means that we get to have an election to take place in the United States of America, and there shouldn't be any communication issues. But if you import the terrorists into the United States of America to have the chaos happening, guess what? They can disrupt the election. They are doing election interference as much as possible. They're not going to let up on it either. They're going to do everything they can to undermine the 2024 election and try to prevent President Trump from returning. You can believe that. You can take that to the bank. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astaryl astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.